Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 251, and the stanzas 1 and 2. It is good to sing thy praises and to thank thee, O Most High, shewing forth thy loving kindness when the morning alights the sky. And what follows, Psalter 251, the stanzas 1 and 2. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Exodus 17. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus 17. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin, after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, And the people murmured against Moses and said, oh, wherefore is this, that thou wast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? And they be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, and take in thine hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Then came Amalek and fought with Israel and Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with a rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side, and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar, and he called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, 'tis in the way of thy condescending mercy, in the way of thy divine and adorable providence, and in the way of thy patient long-suffering, that thou wast granted unto us and our children another Lord's Day. And then each Lord's Day we may remember that thy dear Son has risen indeed. May that become evident May it be experienced in a special way in this morning hour. Oh, when it may be for the first Lord's Day, that we may stand before this people as their shepherd and their teacher. Ah, Lord, may we become small under Thee. May it please Thee to grant a humble and a broken heart. That is not a matter that is found in fallen man, but that is a gift which Thy dear Son has merited in the state of His humiliation for His people, and which He grants in the state of His exaltation by the work of the Holy Spirit. Then we may acknowledge Thee that Thou wast spared, that Thou wast cared, that Thou hast provided, that Thou hast protected in the week gone by, in the home, at work, on the way, or wherever we were called to be. And then when we consider our sins, which are great and manifold, oh, may it be a wonder that we may still be upon praying, seeking, and finding ground, still in the precious day of grace, wherein Thou art still gathering Thy church unto Thyself. Lord, may it please Thee to remember us all. We have met one another in the day of yesterday, and then so many souls, little children, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, and in our deep fallen Adam, we have turned our back upon Thee, and we are running toward hell. But, ah, Lord, may Thou have sent us that many. Ah, we may ask for all. None has deserved it. But Thy grace is so great, wide as the ocean. Ah, may it please Thee, on this first Lord's Day, to manifest Thyself as a wonder-doing and as a gracious God, and with the unconverted and for Thy children. We may acknowledge Thee in the day of yesterday, that Thou wast granted gentle showers upon the thirsty earth. Then Thou wast kept from great storms of destruction. Then we humbly beg of Thee that in this morning hour and in this day, that Thou may send down the gentle showers of Thy Holy Spirit. Thou wast promised it in Thy word by the mouth of the prophet of old. I will send floods upon the dry ground, upon the thirsty ground. I will pour out my Spirit upon Thy seed, and my blessing upon Thy offspring, And they shall grow forth as the grass, and as willows by the water courses. And the one shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall surname himself by the name of Israel, O Lord. May it then please thee to come down with thy spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood, and that thy word may be blessed to the hearts. Ah, go then from bench to bench, and from heart to heart, and leave none cold, unfeeling, and unrenewed. May it please thee to do a great work, ah, Lord. A grand new heart to our little boys and to our little girls. Wilt thou grant that unregrettable choice of a roof to our young people? Impress upon the middle-aged, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his never-dying soul? Oh, confer to elderly ones, even in the 11th hour, or shortly before 12, there is nothing too wonderful for thee. When there is a building upon sandy foundations, ah, may it please thee to uncover it. But, ah, Lord, remember thy Zion. Thou knowest where they are encamped, and thou also knowest how they have come up to thy courts in this morning hour. May there have come up those with a sigh and with a cry. Oh, in this past week, and in this morning hour, may there has been some wrestling at the throne of grace. For the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name, but also a further leading, oh, a word dropped into a soul, and to feel that embrace and experience that sweet communion, Lord, with thee, and that only possible through the meritorial work of thy dear Son, who sits at thy right hand for the ingathering and for the welfare of thy Zion. Oh, may it be granted in this very day that there may be hearts as those hearts of those travelers to Emmaus, that they may begin to burn when the scripture may be opened. Lord, remember the many temporal needs in the midst of this large flock, needs that are known, and needs and crosses that are secret and that are hidden. We commend unto thee the widowers, the widows, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. Well, thou continue to uphold, to comfort and strengthen, and that out of that mourning by thy Spirit, a mourning for our sins may be born. Remember all the elderly ones, the places of care bound to their home, and those that may still come up to thy house. Be mindful of all those that are under the physician's care. May it please thee to surround them with thy care and with thy compassion. May it please thee to bless the means, and that those afflictions may be used, that sinners with their sin-sick souls may be brought under the care of the heavenly physician for a complete healing. Lord, remember the crosses, the burdens. Ah, they can be so great, and they can be so overwhelming. Grant a place at thy footstool. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters, and ah, Lord, wilt thou keep us all under the old truth and under the old ways, and that by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that thy truth may set us free. We commend unto thee the branch of Nobleford. Wilt thou also grant thy help there to the brother elder, the office bears, and grant thy blessing. Lord, may it please thee to be mindful of us in this morning hour. A grander, rich measure of the anointing of thy Holy Spirit, that out of the treasures of the Scriptures, new and old things may be brought forth. Ah, Lord, thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee for everything. May it please thee to grant among young and old many Aaron's and hers. Remember all those that could not come up to thy house, bound to their homes for lawful reasons. They are known unto thee. Also the elderly, all those that may listen along. But, oh, wilt thou remember all those that have come up. Press upon all their hearts, that we cannot leave thy house the same as we have come. Take away everything that could be a hindrance, bind the devil. Oh, Lord, so we have many things to ask of thee, many reasons to acknowledge thee, nothing to plead upon, only sin and guilt. But may we be given to plead upon thy great mercy, as it is in thy dear Son, and thou wilt be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 92, the stanzas 1, 2, and 7. Be thou my helper in the strife. O Lord, my strong defender be. Thy mighty shield protect my life. Thy spear confront the enemy. And what follows? Psalter 92, the stanzas 1, 2, and 7. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Exodus 17, the verses 10 through 12. Our God's word and our text reads thus. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Our text words speak of Israel's warfare with the Amalekites. With three thoughts in the first place, the reasons for this warfare. In the second place, the strategies of this warfare. And in the third place, the memorial of this warfare. Israel's warfare with the Amalekites. The reasons, the strategies, and in the third place, the memorial of this warfare. A beloved congregation, in this chapter, then the children of Israel have been led out of the land of Egypt. The Amalekites have come to attack them. And then we read of a Joshua, a Moses, a Aaron, and a Hur. Then boys and girls, then many times young people, then it is mentioned many times in prayer, that the Lord may grant in the midst of the congregation, among young and old, Aaron's and hers. Do you know what that means, boys and girls? Then if you listen closely in this morning hour, then when you go home and you speak about the sermon, and I hope, fathers and mothers, that you do that with your children, then you can tell your father and your mother what it means to be in an Aaron and Hur. Then the children of Israel, we hear it every Lord's Day morning, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Has that introduction ever touched our heart? Or do we perhaps not even listen so well when the law is read, and also when we read the law, that it becomes so mechanical? May the Lord grant that the Lord has sent us into your midst, that there may be many, that may become their need and their distress. Oh, with a deep realization still to be in the land of Egypt, in the house of bondage, without God, without Christ, and without hope in the world. And how terrible it shall be to have to die in Egypt and then to spend a whole eternity in a place where hope shall never come and where prayer need not to be made. But, oh, people of God, has that ever given a special encouragement? Oh, the introduction of the law. I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And then we know how that people have begun to groan. Oh, they have begun to weep. They have begun to cry unto the living God that he may be delivered. And they have learned that they could not deliver themselves, but that an almighty power was necessary. In our chapter, then the children of Israel, they were called upon to strive. That we do not find in the land of Egypt, because the work of regeneration, that is the work of the Lord, and the church will learn more and more, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it is a gift of God, as the Apostle Paul has written in Ephesians 2 verse 8. But now we must remember that when the Lord calls and when the Lord converts, then we become a child of God, but that we are also called upon to fight the battles of the Lord, because the church has to do with a triple-headed enemy. And the church experiences more and more what Jehoshaphat has declared in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 12, when those three kings have come up with a great army against the children of Judah. We have no might against this great enemy, but our eyes are upon thee. And now the children of Israel, they have experienced wonderful things also in this chapter. But the children of Israel, they have experienced such a disappointment with themselves. Oh, is there a people that understand that it can be that when the Lord converts us, and so it is, that we can become angry with the children of Israel because of their murmuring and because of their rebellion. But oh, when that people may be further on the way not to approve of it, but then they are glad that it is written on the in the Bible, that they have to confess with tears, "Oh Lord, what a rebellious sinner I am." Oh, providentially, when the Lord comes with those contrary ways, and we must remember, congregation, it was not so easy for the children of Israel, think of it, mothers, to have to go from camp to camp. Then you know that your children are at their best in a daily and an ordinary routine where there is order in the family. But now for the children of Israel, then each time by renewal, to have to pack your goods and to have to travel through that wilderness. Oh, it is true. The Lord has given the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. He has given manna 6 days a week. But all that has become ordinary for the children of Israel. And then you can understand how stressful it was. Oh, think of expectant mothers, where each day the day of delivery could come. And then the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire that would continue, that they had to follow the encampment. Thus how distressful it was. And then on top, no water to drink. But children of Israel, has the Lord not done wonders in the days of old? The God that has delivered thee out of the hand of Pharaoh, the Lord that giveth thee manna day by day, is the Lord not the same yesterday, today and forever? Is then his hand shortened that he cannot save? Ah, the church of God can know it so well with her mind, but the church learns that they are so dependent upon the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. The child of God learns that in their flesh there dwelleth no good thing. And now the children of Israel, that becomes the wonder. And people of God, if we are a true child, then the wonder shall only become greater. Oh, the work of a triune God to save his church, but the patient long-suffering of the Lord with his people. Oh, for that murmuring people we have heard it, ready to stone Moses. But the Lord has given a solution. Oh, he has given water out of the rock to drink. The rock was smitten, boys and girls, you know it. And that rock is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, may the Lord give us the voice of a trumpet, that on the one hand we may be given to declare the awful condition when we are unconverted for our own account. Oh, to declare the justice and the wrath of God, but on the other hand to lift them up. Oh, who is altogether lovely, who is able to save to the uttermost, maybe. In this morning hour, a soul like that murmuring people, that cannot fall under the ways of the Lord. Oh, with her mind they know that the Lord is too kind to err, too wise to err, but that they cannot bow under it, that they resemble that murmuring people. But now for the children of Israel, oh, the kindness, the mercy of the Lord, because he has chosen that people to make a name for himself. Oh, maybe a soul in my midst that sits in your bench and that says, oh, if that may now take place, that I may drink out of that water of that rock Christ, that I may be satisfied, and that is for a people that may hunger and thirst after righteousness. Then I would be so glad, and then I would be so happy, and then I could trust, and then I could follow, and then I think I would never more murmur against the Lord. Because when we may drink of that rock Christ, oh, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that cleanses us from all sin. But now what do we read in our text words? Oh, it is many a times that after the Lord grants his child a special blessing, people of God, how long has it been ago that you have received a special blessing, a new instruction, a further leading in the mysteries of salvation? And then the devil becomes so angry. The Amalekites, who were they, boys and girls? They were the descendants of Esau. We read thereof in Genesis 36. And what is written about Esau? Romans 9 verse 13. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And Esau and his descendants, they could never bow under the sovereignty of God. How is it with us? Ah, the natural heart can and shall never bow under the sovereignty of God. And when the Lord begins, what a struggle a soul can have, where there is that voice and where the devil comes and says, but if you are not a chosen one, you can cry, you can pray. Never leave your place empty in church. Shall not help. Let us always remember what is written in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord, but the revealed things to us and our children, we cannot go into it further. Oh, young and old, let me tell you, because there is an election, therefore, it is still possible for us and our children to be saved. And the Lord has said in Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek ye me while I may be found, and call upon me while he is near. We are still in the precious day of grace. And what has an Esau done? He has sold his birthright, the blessing of the Lord, for a bowl of soup. Oh, my dear young people, I hope you never do that, that you leave the truth and choose the world above the service of the Lord. Even in an outward way, we know that more is necessary. And now Amalek, he is more a type that people in that warfare, what a struggle with the flesh, typified in Esau and Jacob, in the womb of Rebekah, and in many different places in the scriptures. But now when our text words refers more to a strife and a warfare from the outside, because Amalek did not belong to Israel. Thus Amalek is a type of the devil, together with the world. And why is Amalek now attacked Israel? In the first place, because of hatred and jealousy. The world shall never agree with the church unless we compromise, of course. When we compromise the church with the world, then Amalek shall not be so troublesome and not so angry. But when we walk as a separate people, then Amalek shall become angry. In the second place, because of that water of Rephidim, many times in the Bible, there has been strife concerning water. In the third place, then those Israelites, they have received many jewels from that people in Egypt. And now Amalek had a desire for those jewels. And so it is in the life of the church. the more jewels they may receive by grace, the more blessings, the more angry that the devil shall become. And now concerning that warfare, further explained in Deuteronomy 25 verse 18, where Moses has said how he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. Thus then we see a clear type of the devil in Amalek. What has he done, boys and girls? He has come with soldiers, and then he has come at the back of the army, where there were feeble ones, little ones, ones that were faint and weary, those he has attacked. And we even read in that chapter that he has smote some of them. It's also practical instruction. That is a congregation. We must have a special care for the little ones. Important for mothers to be in their homes. One of old has said, the mother that rocks the cradle rules the world. Thus to care for the little ones, care for the elderly ones, care for the faint and for the feeble. And now the children of Israel in the Bible, they are a type of the true Zion of God. And then many times, oh, a child of God, oh, it is true, when the Spirit grants it, and they may be given to believe, then there are only times, there are even times, I am not saying that it happens so often, that they may become bold and tell the devil to flee, that they may be given to point to the captain of their salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come in the fullness of time, and who has gained the victory. But an old father has said, when a child is of God is enabled by the grace and in the exercise of faith to put the devil on his back once, oh, then the devil becomes so furious and shall put the child on his back seven times. Thus we have the type here in our chapter of a child of God, oh, that can become so discouraged, and that can become so faint. Maybe a few souls in my midst, that there was the time when you believed that you were wrought upon in the land of Egypt, that you were given to groan, that you were given to weep, that you were given to behold the wonders of the Lord. Oh, that you have celebrated the Passover, because it is written, and people of God, let us always remember that text, and all of us together, what is written in Exodus 12, verse 13, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, for a church of God that was given to sing with Moses, with Miriam, with those girls, when they have passed through the Red Sea, and now maybe in this morning hour, oh, that it is with the psalmist of Psalm 42, verse 5, oh, my soul, why art thou so cast down and disquieted within me? And no courage to sing the last part, hope in God, for he is the help of thy countenance. Oh, and then when we are at the back, and then it can be the question whether we belong to the children of Israel. Oh, so discouraged. The Lord shall teach His church how dependent they are upon the immediate influence of the Holy Spirit, and how the devil, oh, he knows who his children are, and he knows their weaknesses, and he has 6,000 years experience. And thus he chooses the time, the circumstances. Oh, we could speak of different saints a lot. He loved money. And he has chosen that plain before Sodom and Gomorrah. Others' pride. Others, the seventh commandment. The weary, the faint. Who does the devil especially tempt? Then we could speak of the ignorant. Therefore necessary, young people, that we are instructed in the truth of God's holy word. Hope to do that in your midst. And of course, not only to learn with our mind, necessary to experience those truths in our heart. Then he tempts the discouraged. Oh, what an arrows the prince of darkness shoots to the heart of the child of God when they are discouraged, downcast. Impossibilities when it seems they are a smoking flax that shall soon be quenched. Then he tempts the proud many times after a great blessing. Then that people is not so watchful. Think of David after he has fought such glorious battles of the Lord against the enemies. And then he has fallen into sin. Oh, think of Peter, that he has told his master was on account of that love for his master that he said that he would never be offended. And then he has sworn that he knew not his master. And then he tempts also the idol. When David was idle, he fell into great sin. That does not mean congregation. We may not have times that we may relax, but not to be idle. Maybe mothers in my midst are thinking this morning, oh, had I but a few spare moments that I could relax, even meditate, think, but the Lord knoweth all things. Thus an Amalek has come to attack the children of Israel, a smote a few. And now Moses, it is not written in this chapter that he received command of the Lord. Everything is not written in the Bible. But undoubtedly it was so that the Lord has commanded Moses that he may battle the Amalekites. Thus in this chapter, it does not only speak of the childship of the Lord, but it speaks that they are also soldiers. The Apostle Paul has written to Timothy that he must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And now our second thought, the strategies, but let us first sing. Of Psalter 4, the first four stanzas. Oh, wherefore do the nations rage, and kings and rulers strive in vain against the Lord of earth and heaven to overthrow Messiah's reign? And what follows? Psalter 4, the first four stanzas. Israel's warfare with the Amalekites. The reasons, and now secondly, the strategies. Then maybe, boys and girls, you are listening closely, and then you are thinking that you have not heard what the meaning is to be an Aaron and Hur, and that is correct. And that we hope to tell you in our second point. Then Moses has given commandment to Joshua, a man that greatly feared the Lord. And when we read the history of the children of Israel and of Joshua, then it has become evident to the children of Israel that the Lord has chosen Joshua to have a special place, and that later he would even be the follower of Moses. Oh, what a blessing it is when in the midst of a congregation, oh, when the Lord may convert sinners, and when it may become evident in the midst of a congregation that there are those that may walk in the tender fear of the Lord, and that there may be prayer and expectation, that there may be those at the Lord's time that may receive a place in the midst of the church to serve. And of course, girls and women, also godly mothers in the home. And now Moses has given commandment to Joshua that he must choose out men that may fight the battles of the Lord. Then we can understand that could not be men that resembled the Amalekites and that loved the ways of the Amalekites, but that stood for the old truth and for the old ways, and that would be given to sacrifice, even if necessary, their lives for the welfare of Zion of God. And then Moses has said that he would go to the top of the hill, and there he would take the rod of God. And children, young people, we know that with that rod of God, many wonders have been done. When Moses has appeared before Pharaoh, then that rod is turned into a serpent, and that serpent has swallowed up the others, and it returned into being a rod. Then with that rod, the water of the river Nile was turned to blood. With that rod, the frogs have come out of the river. With the rod, Moses has smitten the dust of the earth, that it has become lice. Then with that rod, then thunder and lightning has come. With the rod of Moses, the locusts have come upon the land of Egypt. Also with a rod he has stretched it over the Red Sea, and the Red Sea was cloven asunder. And now Moses with that rod, then he would stretch forth his hand toward heaven. And as Moses stood on that mount, then Joshua would fight the battles of the Lord against the Amalekites. And concerning the lifting up of hands, then I shall read Psalm 141, verse 2. Let my prayer be set forth before as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Then in different places in the scriptures, in prayer, then the saints of old, they have lifted up their hands. But now Moses has not only lifted up his hands, but he has lifted up that rod. And now that rod, that points to the office that Moses has received, but it also refers to the wonders that the Lord has done in the days of old. Thus then Moses would plead with his almighty and merciful God. Then he would plead upon what the Lord has done in the days of old with an expectation that the Lord, as they read in Hebrews 13, verse 5, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it is true, the Lord shall teach his child that for each new way, that the child needs new grace and new instruction. Nevertheless, what a comfort and what an encouragement when a child of God may be given to remember and to meditate upon what the Lord has done in old. And do we not read that his arm is not shortened, that it cannot save? Thus then Moses with that rod to heaven, then he was given to plead upon the Lord's promise, where the Lord has promised that he would bring the children of Israel into the promised land. But now what has happened, boys and girls? You had to hold your hands the whole day up. Then eventually they would become tired. And then eventually we could say we can do it no more. And now it is written in our chapter that when Moses had his hands stretched to heavens with that rod, that Joshua with the soldiers, that he gained the victory over those Amalekites. But when the hands of Moses became heavy and tired, that the Amalekites chased Joshua. And then what has happened, boys and girls? Then on the one side, there was Aaron, the high priest, and on the other side, Hur. Jewish tradition says that he was the husband of Miriam. Whether that is true cannot be proven, not written in the Bible. And then do you know what Aaron and Hur have done? Then they have held, they have stood on each side, and they have held up the hands of Moses with that rod toward heaven. And then Joshua has gained the victory. Because now I think already, boys and girls, you maybe know already the meaning to be an Aaron and Hur. That is for office bearers, for elders, but also for your minister. That means, because those hands, they can become so weary and discouraged. And I hope, congregation, may it be granted. I read of that old apostle John, when he was very old, that he has written to that elect lady in 2 John 4. Then he has met some of her children, and they were walking in the truth, converted, but also outwardly. And then that old apostle John was given to rejoice so much that he has taken up his pen and he has written to that God-fearing lady, I greatly rejoiced when I found of thy children walking in truth. But when a people walks not according to God's word and grieves the Lord, also when the labors are not blessed, and under the attacks of Amalek, we shall not multiply it out. then the hands can become so weary. But then what a blessing and what a privilege it is when in a congregation there may be boys and girls, young people, middle-aged, and elderly ones that may truly be in an ear and an ear. We know that through prayer, that is a gift which Christ has merited for His church. But the Apostle Paul has also written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14 and 15, I will pray with the Spirit, but I will pray also with the understanding. Thus I hope, young and old, that even with the understanding, that you may be in an Aaron and her. The true child of God learns what the Apostle Paul has written in Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit helpeth our infirmities and maketh intercession within us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And the church shall learn that there are those times that it pleases the Lord to lay a need and a burden upon their shoulders, that they truly may be in an Aaron and her. When that takes place, then the Holy Spirit shall give the spirit of prayer and supplication, and that freedom and that perseverance at the throne of grace. And then further, when it pleases the Lord to grant unto His child intercessory prayer, and let us add, there can be times that the Lord grants more freedom and liberty when the Lord lays a burden upon their heart to pray for an other than for themselves in deep and unfathomable ways. Shall I give you an example? Abraham in Genesis 18, concerning the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, where his nephew Lot was living. And then the Lord has given that spirit of prayer. And then what do we read? That in Abram received such a liberty. And what has he said of himself but dust and ashes? Because Abram had no Isaac, had not the promised child. Oh, when it pleases the Lord to grant those matters, that intercessory prayer for our fellow man, and that can be in so many different ways. Oh, may there be much prayer that the labors may be richly blessed. I have met so many of you yesterday, and then I thought, each a soul created for a never-ending eternity. And if those souls are not saved, eternally lost. But the child of God shall experience when the Lord grants those matters for their fellow man, then oftentimes, I would say most of the time, if not all of the time, then the Lord also grants a special blessing to such a soul. And that shall also be experienced in the midst of the congregation. When the Lord grants that we may be a true heir near her, then such a soul so oftentimes shall receive a special blessing in the house of God. So boys and girls, when now you go home from church, then you can tell your father what it is to be an heir in her. And that is not only for old people, but also that is boys and girls, that you pray much for your minister. He is only a son of man. And we need the work of the Spirit in the proclamation of the word, but also in the application thereof. And to that end, our third point, a memorial. Then a Moses has raised an altar, the way of worship, and in the way of thanksgiving. And that altar was called Jehovah Nissi. That means Jehovah is my banner. And now in closing, then how necessary to examine our hearts very closely. Which banner are we fighting under? Are we still an Amalekite? Or have we become a true Israelite by the grace of God? Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, I hope that the Lord may show you what a terrible and what an awful thing it is to be striving under the banner of the Prince of Darkness. And it shall be a losing battle because he has been defeated. Then in the second place, is written in our chapter that this must be told as a memorial from generation to generation. That's from the older ones, the middle aged, the boys and the girls, that there need to be Aaron's and hers. Because with an Aaron and her, then the Amalekites would have gained the victory. In the scripture, then there are many types, not perfect types, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Christ, at the right hand of the Father, in his prophetical office, by the illumination of the Holy Spirit, then he leads the church into that priestly office. And reverently speaking, Christ at the right hand of the Father, with those outstretched arms, with that rod, his finished work, in the state of his humiliation, then he is given to plead, to demand, upon his finished work, that he may receive that inheritance. And that is the church that the Father has promised to him from that never-begun eternity, as I read in Psalm 2, verse 8. But he is not only priest, he is also king, the greater Joshua, Unto him is given all power in heaven and upon earth. A precious instruction for the first Lord's Day. I hope the Lord bind us together these dark and solemn times. Amalek has but a short time. Persecution is at hand. But young and old, the Lord is still the same. Still gathering the church. There is still room in the sheepfold of Christ Jesus for us and our children, not deserved that sin it all away. The Lord is righteous to pass us by. But I read in Ezekiel 36, verse 37, I will yet be inquired of the children of Israel to do it for them. We shall close with the words of the Apostle Paul, which he has written to the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have recourse and be glorified. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to bless the few simple words. Oh, it is thy work to apply them. And may there be found many Aarons and hers. Bind us together, consistory and congregation, in these serious times, as poor beggars at the throne of grace. Lord, may it please thee to grant a revival. And thou hast done it so often in former days. And thou art still the same. Watch over us in this day. Keep us from sin and temptation. Bring us together by renewal in this evening hour and forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 353, the stanzas 1 and 3. And now Israel may say in that in truth, if that the Lord had not our right maintained, if that the Lord had not with us remained, when cruel men against us rose to strive, we surely had been swallowed up alive. On behalf of the consistory, we wish to announce the following, the Lord willing. The second wedding announcement of Raymond Peter de Kock and Sarah Klazina Skipper. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, July 26 at 10:30 a.m. in Lethbridge with Reverend E.C. Adams officiating. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. And then we also wish to thank the congregation for the many tokens of love in the past week, and also the best wishes that were expressed in the day of yesterday by young and old. May the Lord remember and bless us to that end. Psalter 53, the stanzas 1 and 3. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.